One of the most read stories, though, on the Bloomberg today is about if you're selling an apartment in Manhattan, well, get ready for a long ride. An apartment in Manhattan, it's taking longer to sell, while residential properties in Brooklyn and Queens are clearing in about half the time. So let's broaden it out a little bit for you. And we've got the list of the top 10 housing markets to watch in 2021. Here with more, Ali Wolf, chief economist at the housing industry advisor and data provider Zonda, the group on a mission to advance the home building industry. And it's all about tracking trends as well. Ali joins us on the phone from Irvine, California. Ali, good to have you back with us on Bloomberg Business Week. Tell us about this list you have. And first of all, how did you compile it? What were the statistics you were looking at to come up with those top 10 markets to watch this year?
Yeah. Hi, Carol. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
So this was a really fun and challenging list to put together because, as we know, the pandemic has transformed housing. We're seeing the best sales since 2006. And when you try to pick out 10 markets, you could almost point to any market across the country, and it could be a top market that's expected to grow. So what we did in this list is we said, you know, Bozeman, Montana is doing great, and Phoenix, Arizona is doing great, but Phoenix is huge and Bozeman's small. We don't want to take those two extremes. We want to find those mid-sized markets that are growing today, and they also have the infrastructure in place to enable them to continue to grow. So we looked at enplanements, so just basically the airport size, the interstate highway system, affordability, the labor market, and home sales.
Well, and I have to say, I, in the last year, visited a niece of mine who's in Salt Lake City, and I don't know what I expected, but it was charming and gorgeous and easy to get in and out of. And turns out Salt Lake City, it's number one on your list.
Salt Lake City is so strong. It's the only one we have in the mountain region. But when you go, I think to your point about charming, another interesting thing about Salt Lake City is you can find family homes. So you can find those large 4 or 5 bedroom homes at a reasonable price. But they also have really cool California infrastructure, design. Mm-hmm. And so the homes, you can find a two bedroom home. You can have a house with a rooftop deck. So they just have so much variety there as well.
It's my niece Rayanne, I'm going to give her a call out here. But what's interesting too is she was in an area where she could walk, you know, she could walk to a park and there was a great downtown area to go have some coffee or some cool restaurants. It was pretty cool. I want to do the top three. Number two, Nashville, which I've not been to, and everybody's like, I can't believe you haven't been there because it's so interesting and so much fun.
Yeah, so Nashville, when you look at just going to the infrastructure basis, you are so well connected if you get on the road to all of the different parts of the Northeast, the Midwest, the Southeast. So great connectivity, a relatively large airport, and no income tax. This has been a really, really big in-migration market throughout this year as people are going and they're looking to take advantage of a relatively lower price point. Better bang for buck and a pretty cool lifestyle.
Yeah, and I think people, especially coming off of COVID, I think people are thinking a lot more about their home, their space, their lifestyle, especially if there will be that flexibility where you can work from home if an employer allows it, that you know, where you can live is certainly broadened out. Number three, Raleigh.
Yeah, and I want to jump on your work from home because that's honestly the component that has turbocharged the housing market. And just know that we're 10 months through this work from home time where people are more likely, if they can work from home, to be working from home. We still have another 5 to 10 months to go, depending on the vaccine roll-up. So that continues to give some support to housing. But Raleigh is a diversified economy and continuing to diversify. Again, really cool. My mom moved to Raleigh recently, to use an anecdote as well, because she liked the 55-plus communities. There were communities that were designated towards her. She was able to take some equity. She lived in Washington, D.C. So if you have people migrating from more expensive areas, they can bring money with them, and then they can end up maybe not even having a mortgage payment.
Yeah, a lot of people retiring down to the Carolinas in general, both south and north. Also on the list of this top 10 of medium-sized markets to watch during 2021, Florida's West Coast and Florida's East Coast. We have talked, first of all, so much about people moving to southern Florida, specifically when it comes to like the financial community. What are you guys seeing, though, about Florida's West and East Coast?
Well, and honestly, we kind of laughed when we put together this list because we basically said we should have just done the entire state of Florida. Because
fair
Florida,
enough.
It almost doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
Even interestingly, we don't even have Orlando on our list, but Orlando is a market that people wrote off because of all of the pain at Disney. And Orlando's still doing really well because of the Space Coast and higher income individuals. But Tampa basically never slowed down when the rest of the nation probably had about a 2-month pause in home sales. Tampa basically didn't. So you still have that Midwest feel. You have great connectivity. I think it's because the highway connects north and south. Tampa's great. Jacksonville, another one of the markets that the economy is just diversifying so much.
I feel like that common thread, though, through a lot of these places is no income tax, and people are thinking more and more about that. Listen, Allie, it's a great list, and you really teed it up well for us and explored it. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, and have a great weekend. Allie Wolf, Chief Economist over at Zonda, on the phone from Irvine, California, walking us through those 10 medium-sized markets to watch during 2021. Coming up, we're going to wrap up our day, wrap up our week with a real treat. And we're going to check in with the team, the folks over at Martin Guitar. We're going to check in with the CEO of the Martin Guitar Company. That's coming up next on Bloomberg Radio.